טוב. My name one tomorrow is Khatuna Duda. Bus number 7 gets here.
Epo
matai?
This is the 7th star.
New baby. I mean King George. Maybe after King George.
Where's the star, you know?
It starts
on Strauss.
On
Strauss?
Yeah.
Seven starts on Strauss?
Yeah. Because I catch
the first stop? No, you catch the beer doesn't mean it's the first stop.
No, we know it's on Strauss.
What's tomorrow?
Yehuda's wedding. Yehuda Elish wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
You know the story behind this, man? That the Persians came into their house of his great-grandparents with three brothers sitting around. And the census police came and asked them the middle Shabbos meal and said, what's the family name? So one said, Yesh Me'era, the other one said Shabbat, and the other one said Kiddush Me'era. And there's three families that are all related. Shabbat, Kiddush Me'era, and Yesh Me'era.
Yeah?
Yeah, ask them. They didn't want to talk to them, they just kept singing.
So, interesting.
Can't believe you didn't tell you the story.
Yeah, so everyone should come to the wedding and make Yehuda happy, yeah?
Yeah.
Big simcha, big mitzvah. Tzad Hashem, it's separate seating, everything is kasher. So. And Rav Shalom is going to be there also. Yeah. Great, beautiful. So we're talking about business. Okay? Jewish laws. Jewish law. Yeah. By the way, Emmanuel Newman, that's getting married soon also.
His engagement's the next night.
Having a party?
It's Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
Who's? Emmanuel.
Guy is learning. So he told me that he's learning law here in Israel. And he said a lot of the law in Israeli law is based on Shulchan Aruch. A lot of it is
based on anything that's still straight in the law.
Anything that's still straight is probably Shulchan. Yeah, it's based on
Shulchan. The rest is made up in the past years.
And even in the Goyish world, they when they have no there's no it never was before a case before like that, so they take from Jewish sources cases that the Gemara brings down and stuff like that to bring your Paskin. So yeah, not much. Now if you go into the store. How much do these shoes cost? 150 shekels. Okay, beautiful. Yeah, my size? No. I'm getting it next week. Okay, fine, you come in next week. Yeah, my size? Yeah, but the price went up, it's 160. Assume. He has to sell it to you and the price that he agreed to in the beginning. If it's something normal. If it's something that went up crazy, so then he doesn't have to sell it. But if it goes up a little bit, it goes down a little bit, you keep the price the same, like we decided together. Sado?
But he has to take it out of his mouth. He has to come out of his mouth. He can't sign on this on the
yeah,
no,
the sign could change.
Right. When you agree. Only if you say, okay, order me my size, I'll be back
next week.
In other words, if you just come in and
So the price will go different.
If you agree with it. Right.
Yeah. Now kids which bought something in the Makolet, right, and the parents don't let, tough luck for the parents. They should tell the guy in the store not to sell them, not to sell the kids, and educate their children better. But the deal is on. Remember, once as a kid, so me and my friend, we went to the store and we bought many, many ice creams and stuff without permission of our parents. And the guy sold us. He wrote it down on the paper until he realized there's something wrong. So he called the parents. He called my parents, and they came and took me away. Yeah. But it's the deal is the deal. You can't say, no, why'd you sell my son? I don't know. Or speak to the guy before and say, my kids, you never sell unless they bring a tetel, a petek.
Are we talking about credit? Is that what you're talking about?
What's the name of it?
Yeah.
Credit? Even to somebody that's under 12 years old, they would do that?
Yeah. Yeah, a kid comes and he wants to buy milk. And he got it with the milk, he bought himself a chocolate.
369 is my account number.
Oh, that they do?
Yeah. I don't have any, by anyone, any numbers.
Yeah.
I pay, and if I don't pay, I don't buy. So.
Smart.
Now, if kids go into the store, with a credit card, the kid comes in with a credit card and buys. So the owner of the store, he's responsible not to sell them. A kid's already selling a credit card. A kid with a credit. You ever see a kid with a credit card? You don't see a kid with a credit card usually, right? Or he comes in, a kid buy a lot of junk, a lot of this. So then they could sue the owner of the shop. What are you selling, kids? So much junk. You got permission from us, it's not one ice cream, it's 10, 4, 5, 6, whatever, yeah.
Why give my 18-year-old daughter my credit card, but she knows exactly what she's buying?
How old is she?
18.
It's not a kid. It's not a kid. 6 years old. 8 years old, 6 years old, yeah.
I guess he's saying it's always going to be his kid. That's what he's trying to say.
It's true, my baby still calls my uncle my baby. He's 50 years old. It's her youngest kid. So, okay. Well, this is something that happens. By the way, a married woman who buys, whatever she bought, the husband has to pay. Don't tell it to the wives.
Oh, they already know.
We should have a chatan here.
Amen, amen. Top. Mocher atoen bevadaut shakoneh kibel adav tashkora. Vedam shumstupakim kibel tmuota. Now, this happens, and I saw this happening a few times. Right? A guy sold something. He definitely gave the customer this stuff. But he's not sure, the person said, he's not sure if he got paid. He's not sure if he got paid. It happens. So now, it goes like this. If the customer says, well, I definitely paid. So, he's patur from paying. Right? If the customer says, I'm not sure if I paid, he's also patur. Why? Because you're not sure, yeah, but he's also not sure. And I'm watching the chaver. You want the person to pay. You have to prove that you did not. But yedei shamayim yeshalem or shpashu asum mitsuyam kol echad imchal hashni yashar. Yeah, from din shamayim they should make a pshara or something. They should agree on a certain amount or whatever. If it's a doubt between two of them.
Compromise.
Yeah. If he's not sure he got the money, he's not sure he paid. They should compromise on something in the middle. Give me half the price or whatever. Yeah. But if you say, I know, for sure I paid, the seller can't say anything.
Well, that's the advantage of a receipt.
Okay, but some stores, you know, sometimes it's before he gave you the receipt. You buy the thing, yeah. It's like he still didn't cash it in or whatever. Din Meitzar. There's a halacha. The Gemara brings down. The Gemara B'Metzia. There's a halacha that when someone wants to sell property, he first has to ask his neighbors if they want to buy it. What do you mean his neighbors? The neighbors which are bordering with his apartment. Okay? The person above you, the person below you, the person to your right, the person to your left. Not the neighbor upstairs in the fifth floor. Ken, talking about the people who go, let's see the halachot. Baal Chanut, the person who owns a store, or owns a department, or owns a property of land, right? And he wants to sell them, he wants to sell these one of these things. So first, he has to ask if it's a store, is it the store next to, or the store on the other side, or why did the Torah do like that? Is it for the favor of the person who owns the field? It's much easier if now, let's say an apartment. An apartment is much easier to understand in our days. We live in cities, right? Ken Rebianku. Mize? Manishma? Makara? Mala Beta, the Schreiber? Bishmala Zerzen Jagger? לא ידעתי שצריך להביא, אז בסדר, אז אפשר מחר להביא? אז מחר נביא, בסדר. מה? אז אתה תגיד למשגיח, תשאל אותם אם אתה יכול לבוא לישיבה למעלה לאמריקאים, אני אביא לך עכשיו. בסדר? אני באמריקאים למעלה, תבוא לישיבה, אני אתן לך עכשיו 10 שקל, בסדר? Say down. Call to. So, sir. He came. Yeah. So, there's two conditions which neighbors you sell it to. It has to be a neighbor, which is, like we said, bordering with the apartment. Why? Because it's only in a case where the person can make it into one. If there's no way he can make it into one, you don't have to ask him. Because the whole point is, that person now has one apartment, and he wants to expand it this way or that way, right? So that's why you have to ask the neighbor first if he wants to buy it. But this is all in a case, in a way that a person won't lose. Right, if I'll sell it to him for a low price, but I could sell it to someone else with a higher price, so I am allowed to sell it to the one that will pay me more.
It's the first right of refusal, right?
Right. First, you ask the neighbors. Why? That's what the Torah says. It's mitzad asita yashar ve'atov. You do righteous things. You do straight things. So you ask your neighbor if they want to buy the property.
The person who's buying it, he's going to call on him not to buy. I don't have to check whether or not someone's offered it first.
בוא נראה. It's called דינו דבר מצווה, by the way, כן? Okay. Let's see. חיוב קיום המצוות מוטל על הקונה. ולכן, אפילו כבר שילם עבור הנכס, אסור חמיד הקונה כשליח והכוחו של המצרן, ומיד עם קנייתו, אם אכן המצרן מעוניין בנכס, הנכנס, נקנה למצרן ועליו שלם הקונה לסכום שילם עבורו. No. If a person bought an apartment and he didn't check that he asked the neighbors and they refused, a neighbor could come and say, "Why? You know you're selling it?" And he could throw the buyer out of the apartment and give him what he paid for it. Throw him out.
With baking, they'll
enforce it. So you're responsible. The buyer is responsible to find out that he asked the neighbors first.
Like, what if there's, if it's readily available that you know it's for sale, like there's signs up,
yes, that's good enough.
Newspapers, everything, like people know in that building, oh, this guy's
right.
Selling it,
right.
Is that okay? Like, he doesn't have to physically
right.
Knock on the door.
But I think it's before it goes on the market, he needs to know the first, that's what I'm thinking.
That's the chatchila. That's what you should do. But even if once he advertises,
he puts up a sign in his building.
If a person's looking for an apartment, exactly.
It's not the first right. Then it's not the first right. The neighbor doesn't have the first right. The neighbor has the option to buy it like anybody else. Then, right?
Yeah, but he, if he knows it's for sale, he didn't come and say a word. So.
Right.
That means that the
so when somebody comes,
so let's say I go and I sell my apartment without asking anyone. I go and I find the customer without advertising everything, and I sell it to him. The neighbor has the right to kick the person out and pay him the amount that he paid, of course, and say shalom akortu.
What if you're using a professional real estate agent?
And he advertises?
Yeah.
So he advertised.
I mean, does he take the responsibility of checking?
One second. Let's see all the halachot inside, okay? I don't know these halachot. I'm learning with you. Yeah. I'm learning the Gemara, and I'm learning the halachot with you. Let's see inside. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I don't know anything. No, not like we thought, you see. Even if the neighbor knew that this is standing for sale, but no one went over to him for sale,
yep,
to want to buy it, okay? He has the rights to buying it. And so even if the seller does not want to sell it to the neighbor, he still could keep the person who bought it.
They call that the first right of refusal.
First, you go to your neighbor. Yeah. Also in the state, you do that?
No, it's not law, but that's called the first right of refusal.
You it's also the cheres, I think.
Normally,
right?
It's a contract law.
It's a contract law, so you'll put it in there. It says, if we're a business partner and I'm selling my share, you have the first right of
refusal. Right. It's the cheres, it's also.
Yeah.
It's the cheres. What? First, you say, ask the neighbor. Maybe he wants to make his apartment bigger.
So he should ask the neighbor if he wants to buy it, even before he advertises it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not even. Before advertising. Before advertising, you ask your neighbors. Afterwards, you get advertised.
Is that just on a house, or could it be on property inside the house?
What do you mean?
Say somebody's going, they're moving, they want to sell their tables, their chairs, their
couches. No. It's only on land.
Only on land.
Land. Neighbors of land. And only neighbors which could expand their own property on your property.
So the walls have to be touching, I assume.
Right. Walls, floor, ceiling. Yeah. If there's something in between, a staircase. So no. And it's the whole point is so he could expand his own property. The Gemara says there, a person has a field. Right? He wants to make a big field so he could just want to make one row instead of now plowing this field, now finishing, rolling everything up, going to a different field and a different end of the place.
You have a 10 shekel coin? What's 10 shekel?
I don't think so. 20.
I don't know what it was.
Is it
your son? Yeah. Abuchol.
It's 15
months. I understand, Lily. No 20s? Yeah. I don't know. Zilly, you have to say this, you know? Doctor, get a bite. How am I?
Yeah.
Call it to. So. The neighbor lost his rights in the following three cases. Aleph, כשהודיע למוכר שהוא מסתלק מזכותו ונעשה גר קניין או שטר. If the neighbor tells the person who's selling, I don't want to do it, and they make a kinyan on it. What's a kinyan? Even picking up a pen is a kinyan. Okay? I mean, kinyan, I'm giving up my rights. Okay? Or they wrote a shtar. Another case is the day that he found out of the selling of the place, he didn't say a word, so he loses his rights to kick the person out. It has to be the day that he found out that it was sold. The day that he found out it was sold, he still has the right to kick the person out, the new buyer. The buyer.
He can come 10 years later.
He can't come 10 years later after he knew it was my rights.
So can you repeat that?
Tell him the next day, exactly.
You're saying the day that who found out that he sold it?
The neighbor.
So the neighbor. This says that today I found out, so I want the property.
Right.
But who's to say when he found out? He has to be, I assume, honest, right?
It's right. Exactly.
Before closing, before they sign.
After they sign.
No, he's saying
the day he finds out that they sold the property.
Oh, it's only that.
So even if you find out, they don't just say, oh, he says so, fine. Where were you all the years? Oh, you were a neighbor in the building. You don't know what's going on in the building?
Right.
What's wrong with you if you know it?
I don't know, I want a bigger property.
זהו, אתה מבין? Another, third thing is, he doesn't have a way to pay for the property. He has no rights over the property. Okay? If the bank will never give this person a mortgage because he can't even pay his rent, so obviously he can't even buy the apartment. So he doesn't have rights over buying the apartment. But today, you could always get loans from the bank. There's plenty of ways. If anyone
Israel
needs a loan from the bank, talk to me. I'll tell you how to do it.
In Israel?
Yeah, I can get also 120% if you need.
What?
As long as you can pay it. Not according to law.
No.
According under.
Down there
it sounds like
it's
the
owner.
Because the bank is interested in giving you 300%, not 100%, 300%. They'll give you everything they can. They don't care. They don't lose money off of giving you a loan.
Same thing happened in
the
United
States. The state is very worried that if banks will collapse, because people won't pay it back, so the whole state will collapse, because they also have, the Bank of Israel is covering all the banks, and they have big insurance companies, worldwide insurance companies. It's a whole big thing. That's why the state minimizes, it says you have to have at least 30% down payment and everything. But the mice, you don't really have to have so much money. You have no money as long as you can pay the.
But how do they know? Because you show them.
You bring papers from the yeshiva here that you're making 100,000 shekels. And by, yeah.
No.
And by, it's plenty. I bought a house like that without any money, I'm telling you.
In the States, they're called ninja loans.
I could buy it here too.
No interest, no job.
David,
ninja loans. They were very popular in the 07, 08, 09.
Yes, but it took a big tank, you know. I mean, the whole thing.
But the bank also won't, is not an idiot. They won't give you if they don't know, you have an income.
Right.
Unlike California.
Yeah, they won't, they're not idiots. Yeah.
They want to see bank accounts.
Yeah, they don't care how much is on the market, under the table, above the table. They really don't care. They really don't care. They couldn't care less. They know the money. You can give them the money, they give you the loan.
There's a couple pieces of property across there from the Kotel. That's really nice. If we can get a loan.
I don't know if the bank has the money to loan you. So the seder Atkan was a lachot of the borders, and Roshem tomorrow we're going to learn a lachot. Ooh, very important. If you hire workers, if you're hired, or you're hiring workers.